It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and No Fritz. Jack out today, is back tomorrow. Buzz will be handling the top five at five. We'll see how he does. Buzz usually does a pretty good job, right? Top five at five?
Yeah.
Yeah. How confident are you?
I feel good.
Okay.
Yeah. Really good.
Okay. All right. Good to hear. We will have Ike's. It is Mount Rushmore week. The first day, 30 past every hour, a new Mount Rushmore. We have Ike's Mount Rushmore of cable networks coming up after we talk to Dave in Levittown. Dave, you're on WIP.
Oh, hey, fellas. What's going on?
Hey, Dave.
What up, Dave?
Oh, thanks for having me on, man. Super excited to plead my case for the Fantasy Football League. But first, got a couple points on the Phils.
Yeah.
Loving this new closer. Really feel like the guy's going to bring in some energy, that old Brad Lidge energy, you know, that we had when we won the World Series in 2008. I was thinking about that. What was Brad Lidge that year? 49 for 49?
Yep.
48-48.
And,
yeah.
And here's the thing.
And add six more in the postseason.
And not to besmirch Brad Lidge's name, but Brad Lidge had one great year. Mm-hmm. Duran's been good for 3 years now. So, like, he is a better player than Brad Lidge was. Now, Brad, we had our perfect season with him, but I'm almost more confident in Duran than I was in Brad Lidge.
Yeah, he's an exciting player. And, you know, we've blown so many saves this year. I mean, just think about where we could be if we actually had a solid closer in there closing the deal every night.
Yeah, I agree. And it, as long as, because remember, it's not just one guy. I mean, as long as Kirkring gave up the home run on Friday. Strom's been pitching better. If we can get, Robertson, by the way, has not been good in the minor leagues. Now, he has to ramp up, I guess. He's only throwing 90, and it seems like he's got hit every time. If we can get, I feel like one more guy we can count on, and then Tanner Banks, I think we're okay in the playoffs. That would be my guess, because we're going to move. I guess we get Lizardo or Ranger or whatever they decide in the playoffs. I just think we need one more. If we can rely on one more, if Strom can keep doing what he's doing, Kirkering stays where he's at, I think Banks is good situationally. But one more, I feel like we're in a really good spot.
Yeah, we're right there. I feel like we're set up pretty nice. I feel like the Phils are set for a deep run this year, and I feel like the closer is that piece that we're missing. It would have been nice to get a bat, but, you know, looks like they just dipped their toes in this year. I'm hoping they dive all in next year if we don't get it done.
Next year. Yeah.
We already moved to next year?
Yeah, yeah. So, Dave, you want to be in the Fantasy Football League. Sell us on yourself.
Man, boys, I've been trying to get into this league for since you guys started it, 5-6 years. So my league that I was in last year, the guy closed down the league. He said he didn't have enough time, so I don't have a league to be in this year. I tried to start one. I am an amazing fantasy football player. I'll always set my lineup. I'll be on time for the draft. I will make the best moves, and I will crush all opponents.
Wow, so your sell is you're just very good at fantasy football. Oh. I think we could use a good guy who's horrible at fantasy football.
My number one sell is I despise Joe DeCameron, and that will have something to do with my team name there.
Ah, so you have an anti-DeCameron name.
Okay.
I'm anti-DeCameron, yes.
Okay.
I'm pro-Fritz.
All right, so anti, you're not even getting his name right, which I appreciate, Dave, yes. I appreciate it.
I got to say, as the commissioner, not overly impressed with these pleas on day one.
Oh,
I mean that last guy just going, yeah, I'll set my lineup, I'll show up to the draft. That's like going to a job interview and saying, I'll be on time for work.
Right, right.
That's not a reason to give you the job.
Well, he was pretty chesty, wasn't he? The Lancaster
he was
guy?
About that he's good at fantasy.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's the other guy that was trying to sell us on. I'm trying to think, there was a guy earlier that was good too. Yeah, but no one. I don't think anyone's gotten
Steve.
Creative. Yeah, Steve was good. I don't think anybody's gotten particularly creative with the sell.
Just a lot of arrogance. And
yes. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah,
which is good.
Yeah. Are you going to give us stuff?
Yeah.
You know, like are
will you have a little helper at the draft?
Yes. Yes, who will show up when you're late. All right, every 30 past every hour all week, we have a new Mount Rushmore. It is Mount Rushmore week. It is Ike's turn. So this will be the Mount Rushmore of cable networks. Now, this is an all-time Mount Rushmore, not a specific current, not a right now Mount
Still
Rushmore.
Still struggling with one.
Oh, boy. Look, I think you're okay with it.
No, not that. No,
oh, okay.
No.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll talk the last one out amongst my, us.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right. So here are my four that I have.
Okay.
They are debatable because, quite frankly, we all have different networks
yes.
that we sort of gravitate towards.
Yes.
So here are the four that I think should reach the majority of people.
Okay.
Start off with the easiest one, HBO.
Okay.
That's a Mount Rushmore. Maybe not as big as it today as it used to be.
It was enormous.
But HBO, yep. I feel like all the best shows were on HBO, especially in the 2000s, the early part of the 2000s.
Yeah, and even in the beginning, dude.
Yeah.
That was the before everything was on demand. It was mm-hmm. rent movies, and it was when is it coming on HBO?
HBO.
Yep.
That's right. Remember, they used to have big boxing matches on HBO.
Oh, they did.
Yes, sir.
They did, yes.
Got to go with ESPN.
Absolutely.
Got to go with the worldwide leader.
Yep, absolutely.
Changed all of our lives, right?
Yep.
ESPN.
Yep, easy.
How about this one? Worked his way in there. And they've now merged.
Okay.
NFL Network.
Is on your all-time Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, are you kidding me? Because here's why.
Oh, no.
Football is king.
Oh, God.
Football is king.
Yeah, no, I got it.
I think it was the first 24-hour football network, right? They did nothing but NFL football. And then you add the Red Zone to it. Oh, that's Mount Rushmore.
Dude.
That's
okay.
Mount Rushmore.
I have a problem.
All right,
okay,
go ahead.
There's the
right,
first
the
one.
Red Zone's the best argument for that whole thing, by the way. That revolutionized more than anything.
That's why I threw it in there.
All right.
NFL Network, not as good as it used to be, but I got to go with Mount Rushmore here.
Okay.
And then the last one.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going back and forth here. One of my music channels.
Oh, so I knew there was going to be a delegation issue.
Look. Going back and forth here. It was either going to be BET
yeah.
or MTV.
I mean, if there's no MTV, there's no BET. No offense to anyone.
It's
obviously.
MTV.
Yeah, it's MTV.
I'm trying to talk me out of my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just saying.
No, it's MTV.
To anyone who pushes back on
yes,
you.
Yes, it's MTV.
It's MTV.
It's MTV. So I got HBO, ESPN, NFL Network, and MTV.
Okay. So the only one I have a real problem with is the NFL Network. So here are some channels that I believe are over NFL Network. Nickelodeon is over NFL Network, in my opinion.
Okay.
I
was never a big Nickelodeon. When they stopped the slime thing they did
years
ago.
Yes, you can't do that on television.
Yeah.
Yep. But you can't do that on television. There was Double Dare. There was all that. But then Nick at Night came from Nickelodeon, which is
That's
Ren
true.
And Stimpy
yep.
and all that kind of stuff.
Okay,
So I think Nickelodeon has a case.
Mm-hmm.
CNN has a big case as mm-hmm. the first 24-hour news network. Do not get mad at me because you think you don't know anything about me. But the truth is that before we all became psychotic and fighting
You're
with
right,
each other all
right.
the time about news, it was a 24-hour news network. And here is one also that I believe goes over NFL Network, and that is the Food Network.
The Food Network
created stars. Emeril Lagasse, Bobby Flay, Rachel Ray, and Guy Fieri. Dude, the Food Network, what was the one where it was like a ninja thing?
American Ninja Warrior?
No. It was on Food Network.
I can't remember
the name of it.
Oh, you meant ninja as in a...
It was like a Japanese show that they took and they turned it into a food show. I'm sure somebody will tweet it at me mm-hmm. in a second. I just think Food Network is one of those networks where I can put it on and no matter what it's on, I will end up watching it. And it made chefs into stars. So I would say it has a case.
Okay.
I would say it
has a
case.
Wasn't a big Food Network guy, but I know Food Network for sure.
Yep.
What else you had? CNN?
CNN.
Obvious reasons. What else you have?
CNN and Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah, Nickelodeon.
Yep.
Yeah, Nickelodeon's a good one.
It's an OG.
That's
Nickelodeon's
an
OG.
Yeah, and Nickelodeon's been around for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
for any of us who were early teens at a certain age, Cinemax was very important for a lot of us.
You know what? I almost threw that on there, but I figured it was a part of HBO. Yeah.
It is. Look, overall, probably doesn't deserve to be in there. If HBO is going to get your pay channel vote, that is fine. But Cinemax, I just want to give a nod to Cinemax. At a certain age, it was very, very, very important.
Yes, it was. I wonder we didn't have Cinemax for this. Yes.
Well, even if it's scrambled, if you watch, you know. All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey man, it's a great show. Y'all done taught me a lot. I'm trying to get one of them beach sandwiches.
Yeah. What is he talking about, man? I know Elliot's your guy, but a beach sandwich?
Man, this dude invents the wheel every day, man.
Yep. He does, man.
I mean, he's like, oh, a beach sandwich. A Spike, I'm gonna need you to throw that Mount Rushmore away, man. That was trash, man. You better than that.
What?
that
sandwiches?
Yes.
Peanut butter and jelly. Come on, man.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah, right, these man. Are and all all-time sandwiches.
And you a hamburger look, is a sandwich.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't. Now you're talking to Elliot. Yeah, that's an Elliot issue, not a Spike issue.
All right, go ahead.
I'm just saying a peanut butter and cheese, a peanut butter jelly, a grilled cheese. These are sandwiches where at any time, if someone gives you that sandwich, you are happy. They are all-time sandwiches. Everybody likes a grilled cheese. Everybody likes a peanut butter and jelly.
Not when you're in a joint.
Well, yes. Well, I haven't experienced that issue.
But look, you got to throw like an Italian sub on there, Italian hoagie on there, a Cuban. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's a lot of sandwiches.
A Cuban?
Though.
Cuban.
What the hell is that? Man.
It's pork, pickles. Swiss cheese and...
Man, I get from Ohio and said, what's a Cuban?
Yeah.
I know what a Reuben is.
Well, Reuben, Reuben's different than Cuban.
Yeah, I don't know what a Cuban is, no.
I had it right, right? It is Swiss, pork,
right,
pickles.
Right,
I feel like I'm missing one.
Well, first of all, who eats that combination?
Cubans.
I do. I'm about who eat that combination. I do. You know what I'm
Swiss
saying?
Cheese, pickles, pork. Yep. Come on, man.
I don't do the pickles, but I do everything else on there, you know.
Okay.
But you know, this is a fun week, Mount Rushmore week.
Yep.
But I gotta address this, you know, this Gilly situation, man.
Ah.
Gilly, bro, leave it alone, man. Like, this is getting out of hand. Like, these guys talking crazy out here. People talking about getting violent. And all this is over my quarterback. Like, he don't got nothing to do, nothing. He don't say nothing. He don't talk to nobody. He don't put on the ring. He don't do nothing. And they fighting over him. It's crazy, man. It's like, what are we doing? You got to let that go. You know what I'm saying? Also, Spike, you definitely off the bandwagon. I know you a Sixer guy. Don't ever mention Old State. You're not a fan at all. Don't buy no hat. Don't buy none of that. Man.
No, I don't even want it. You can have it. Yeah, I don't even want it. There was one day.
You kill it, Evan Turner.
But then, no. Evan Turner killed me first. I was doing nothing.
That is true.
I'm just sitting here doing my podcast, and Evan Turner's got a problem. He's got the problem, not me.
But you know what they say? You ain't got no haters. You ain't popping. That means he was looking. You know, that means he was in his algorithm.
Yes. Yeah.
Like he talking about, oh, don't nobody watch your show. That's how you know he watched the show.
Yep.
If anybody say that, that's how you know they really watch it.
The one thing I'll say with Gilly, it was during this time where people nationally had seemingly were kicking Jalen. Like, he's not top 10, he's not this, he's not that. So you almost need somebody with a voice out there like, no, I'm going to stand up for my guy.
Exactly.
And that sort of, you know, Gilly feels like he's the protector of all Philadelphia sports athletes. And so that's why he jumped out there in the first place. This was during that time where Jalen was like a hot topic for everybody for about a week or so there, discussing where he should be at, ranked amongst other good quarterbacks or the other great quarterbacks in the league.
Yep. So, I'm all the way bought in on the Phillies. So listen, I'm going down. They tugging on my heartstrings. I don't care. This dude, Johan Duran, man, I know it's only two outings, but the intro, all that, the way he playing, man, we just gotta keep it up. And I'm with you, Spike. You was the first one on Bryce need to show more emotion. If we get this same Bryce, this energetic, emotional Bryce, you know, another Old State guy, you know, you know, we gonna ride this into the club. And we getting another trophy this year. I'm not worried about no Dodgers, no Milwaukee Brewers, no Oilers, none of that. Definitely ain't worrying about the Mets. And the Mets got to see us because y'all know what happened last time. Y'all saw it.
We do want revenge. I do want revenge on the Mets.
Yeah.
I do too. I want them in the postseason.
Yes. As long as they're not super hot at the end of the season, I'm happy to get revenge on the Mets.
And I don't care about that. I just want them with my squad. You know what I'm saying? I want the Phillies. versus Mets. Whenever we see them, I need it.
Actually, now that you say it, wouldn't it be nice, Ike,
mm-hmm.
if we are back at Citi Field? Because you remember how it ended. Now, you made a lot of money the way it ended, but but you remember how it ended.
It was an emotional hedge.
Yes. Yes, and your emotions were just fine afterwards. But you remember we're standing there next to our WFAN counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're standing next to Tommy Lugauer and Evan Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're standing next to Al Cintron and all the big Met fans there. I think that was everybody. I would love to win it there with them next to us.
Yeah.
Or here with them next to us.
Yeah.
Like, that was crushing. That was...
It was. We had to sit through that.
Yes.
Yeah.
With all the fans and everybody there, and then these guys who I had abandoned, they they got one on me, and I would like to get one back on them. So.
Yep. Also, on the way out, real quick, it's don't got nothing to do with nothing. Ike, big game week one. I don't want to hear you on no bets on no other side.
You know where we going. You know we go. Hold on though, Corey. Where's the game at?
It's in Columbus.
Okay, I feel better.
Michigan State.
No, oh. Texas versus Ohio State.
Why
number
do you?
One versus number two.
Well, he wants me with the Big Ten.
Oh, yes. Now do you? Exactly. How does that work? Exactly. Do you cheer for the Big Ten unless it's Michigan
unless
State?
Unless it's Michigan, yes.
Hey, The Big Ten, the best conference. Hey, who the best player on the Eagles?
Saquon Barkley.
And where he go to school? There
Ugh,
you go.
Penn State, unfortunately. Yeah.
I holla at y'all.
All right, Corey. I would like to get revenge on the Mets now that you say
it.
That was a sad way to end.
Yeah.
You know? And then we had to sit there for an hour and 20 minutes while Jack did the friggin' show.
And we had a game where their guy came out, right? Which game was it? Was it four or game three?
Did one of their guys come out here?
No. The closer for them.
Diaz.
Yeah, they did the whole thing.
Yeah, with the Timmy trumpet.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, they did the whole, it was a light show, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it a light thing?
Yeah. Yes. As I said, when Val, my wife, saw the Duran thing, I showed her, she was like, is this a thing? And I showed her
the
Edwin
other guys.
Diaz
yeah.
thing, and Ryan Helsley has Hell's Bells, It seemed like it changed her life that she loves The Undertaker too, which is I think the other reason why she likes Duran, because of the Undertaker thing at the beginning of it.
Ah, okay.
It is kind of neat.
It is. Yeah. And non-sports fans probably don't know that's a thing for closers.
No.
Why would you?
Yeah.
No, I mean, even me, I just thought they come out the music,
yeah.
but the whole light show and everything, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And I think Elliot said it correctly. I think people going to... Like, you know how they go to a game.
Out going to games. That's something they're going for.
They
want
to see a Schwarber home run. They want to see this. But I think you go with the hope that he's going
to
come in.
How many games am I going to have to stay at completely until I get to see this?
All of them.
All right. Let's call a spade a spade here. The odds of Ike being at a Phillies game to the very end, more than one, not counting playoff games that we're at.
Right.
Is
I definitely may not see it to the playoffs.
I was gonna say it's like 100-1.
I definitely may not see it to the playoffs. That's for sure.
And especially if you go once and you don't see it.
And I don't see it. Yeah.
Could you imagine the boos that Thompson would get if for some reason the Phils are up 3-1 and maybe Duran's work like 2 days in a row and he sends Kirkering out there or something? Like Kirkering's gonna get booed. If I was any of these other Phillies relievers, I would have a song.
Yeah.
And, you know, have the lights go out.
Thing.
Yeah, you better have a thing.
Can't do it for a setup guy.
I don't know. Your setup guy's good enough. You know, Yankees at one point had Wetland and they had...
John Wetland.
And
man.
Rivera, you know.
Yeah.
So remember, Rivera was the setup guy for Wetland at one point.
Yeah, for the first championship, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for the first one.
Yeah, and Rivera was what? Enter Sandman, right?
Correct.
But he didn't have this whole thing.
No, it was just the song.
I wonder, would it be cool if they had, it would probably ruin it, if they had it for certain hitters. If you could have like one hitter in your lineup.
Where the lights go out as he walks to the plate.
Yeah.
It's like the golden bat, but you choose when the song plays.
You can
plays.
Do it like three times. Like imagine.
Great.
It's
now we're turning the baseball game into basketball.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Because basketball does all the lights and the different things.
By the way, baseball's already kind of annoying with the amount of sound effects that are in between pitches. The Yankee Stadium is the worst.
It's unbelievable.
It's constant.
I was there at the Saturday game.
It happens more at Citizens Bank Park than I thought. After the Yankee game, I started paying attention.
There's
to
no
it.
Silence ever.
No, no. Buzz, what do you have coming up in the top five at five?
It's the 2-year anniversary of a very special moment here in Philadelphia sports.
Oh, man.
That got perpetuated here on the air.
Okay.
Made me tear up.
We're going to rank the five funniest things surrounding the ovation. Five funniest ovation-related moments.
The five funniest... Oh, I hope I know what number one is.
This leaves Buzz to his own sort of thing here.
But he can take shots at Jack in there. Because remember, the top five never take shots at Jack.
Never.
And only take shots at us.
I like it.
Yeah.
I won the belt once. For taking shots at Jack in the top five.
You did win the belt once. You did.
And Ike's been having the belt for a little too long here.
You got a shot here, Buzz.
There's an opening.
He wanted to remind you of that, yes.
Yeah, well, I got to get my sandwich list is certainly not going to get me the belt this week. All right, the top five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.